late start. I thought refreshments are quite important so that we don't actually do the waste, because there are a few colleagues which have a problem with iced coffee and iced tea. So they drink it when it's still warm. So the agenda is before you. We have the opening and welcome part. I think having greeted all of you, that is done. In the adoption of the agenda, I thought let's actually have a look at what we have. We do have the part relating to the budget vote, and we do actually as well have the part of the induction. There might have been slight changes, which is additions, which are quite important on the mid part of the program around the IDC and Competition Commission in terms of what was earlier circulated. So I think looking at your agenda, those will be the highlights I'd like just to raise with you. The part which I actually have to look at is that apologies, I will delay it a bit or be able to actually do it later, because they have colleagues, particularly those who will be presenting on the induction side, who are not in the room. So I think it will be good that we just introduce everyone when we move to that section of the program. I think that will be quite helpful. The 10:05 to 11:30 part, I think largely one would like to actually speak to that the issue relating to a procedural process in terms of the committee report. The draft budget vote was distributed to members on the 8th of July 2019. Members were requested to submit concluding remarks and recommendation for consideration by the committee by 8 on Tuesday morning. These concluding remarks and recommendations were included in the report distributed to members this morning. I'm sure all of you do have the report. For the purposes of today, we would only consider the concluding remarks and recommendations. We did receive that from parties as well. We can actually confirm. Any changes would be affected by the Secretariat, who produce a clean version of the report, taking into account the decision by the committee. And then the committee will do a page-by-page formal adoption process on Wednesday. It's Tuesday tomorrow. Today, we actually got to do that tomorrow. In the formal meeting, I'm sure we'll be able to conclude, because tomorrow we do actually have our meeting starting at, is it 9 or 10? Okay, so there's actually the part which the Secretary said there are developments around the times of the meeting that we actually suggested for tomorrow. So we'll speak to that at the next point. I'm not sure if ever there's any other issue, because for apologies, I've delayed it a bit. I'll do it when we go to induction. We'll check who's here. Okay, member apology. Okay, Secretary has got a member apology.
Chair, I've received an apology from Mr. McPherson, who is unable to attend due to party business.
Thank you, Chairperson, and good morning. I request that we start with adopting the agenda before now.
I think you're quite correct. That's his point, Miss. With the listed issues and the additional information we gave, I'm sure it will be correct. These are the veterans of the committee, because they've been here for some time. And thank you very much for the proposal, because we're going on record. Can we then get a mover for the adoption of the agenda as presented? Yes, Pambuya.
Chairperson, thank you very much. Good morning, colleagues. I'll propose that we adopt the agenda with the amendment made, as you clearly indicated. Thank you, Chair.
There's a mover for the adoption of the agenda. Seconder.
Thank you, Chair. I second.
Maybe we can check at any objection or additional issues we'd like to look at. If not, can we then proceed? Thank you very much.
Just regarding the starting time for tomorrow, there has been a change that was made. There's a plenary schedule for tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, 9 o'clock till 9:30. So that affects our starting time, that we originally scheduled to start at 9 o'clock tomorrow. So we will start at 9:30 or immediately after the completion of that short plenary session that was scheduled after we've agreed to our program. So the parliamentary program change, which affected our program. So our program tomorrow will start 9:30, but there's a short plenary in the inner chamber starting 9 o'clock, and we will start immediately after that session. With regard to the budget vote deliberations, we have received input from the African National Congress, from the ACDP, and from the Democratic Alliance. For we requested their input on with regard to recommendations and concluding remarks. Those has been distributed this morning. It is not in the detailed report as yet, but the committee will have to consider those inputs from the Democratic Alliance, from the ACDP, from the ANC, and we will then proceed from there. So I'll put it back into the chair's hands.
Maybe we can then agree that in terms of what is before us, it will be firstly the issue relating to the consideration of the first draft. And then we actually, as part of that budget vote, maybe look at what are additions by parties, then we can actually have a look at that. So there might be a point where when we are in agreement with those additions, or if there are engagement on that, we'll do so and pick up what we agree upon and proceed on those bases. I'm sure that's in order. We're comfortable with that. Okay, thank you.
As the Chair suggested, I think if we start with the process, we're looking at the input from the African National Congress, and then committee can either agree or disagree, or other parties can input on the proposals made by the ANC with regard to the budget vote report. And then we will obviously allow the Democratic Alliance as well as the ACDP to speak to their proposals that they wish to present to the committee.
Okay, then ANC.
Chair, thank you very much. We have points in terms of the conclusion here, having considered the information that was requested by the officials and the Secretariat. While the committee acknowledged and certainly regard the merge between the two departments, it's for a view that the shared number of synergies and can be strengthened through each other mandate to improve economic policy certainty. The community looks forward to revive organizational structures and annual performance plan to improve alignment with the government objective. The committee welcomed the government initiatives to regenerate the domestic economy.
There's a slight suggestion to say maybe when we go through one point, see what engagement or comments we might have. If there is no issues or there's consensus, then we can be able to prove it to the next one.
Well, okay, yeah. Thank you.
So that at least we get the other parties, if ever they've got any comment on this first point. Yes, sir.
Chair, thank you. I'm just wondering, it's very similar to, I think, the recommendation that I had made, and if we could just somehow see if we could just tie the two recommendations that were made. The first one of the ANCs and the first one of the ACDPs, very similar.
So can I just say then, if that's the consensus, we'll keep that, we can then follow through on the actual wording. But I think the principle is actually understood. Okay. Then we can, unless there are other comments, we can move to the next point. Okay. The next point, yes.
Thank you, Chair. The next point, the committee welcomes the government initiative to reach the domestic economy with priority productive sectors through the new industrial strategy and focus allocation to support industrial competitiveness and also support the department to adopt a more evidence-based approach in developing this strategy.
It comments on the second point. If there's no comments, consensus will be confirmed. Thanks. Next point.
Thank you, Chair. There's a recognition that industrial policy is cross-cutting and that coordination across departments is critical for the successful implementation. In this regard, efforts to ensure policy cohesion and certainty is necessary to attract domestic and foreign direct investment to achieve inclusive economic growth and a decent job creation as our mandate. Thank you.
On item three, if I can take comments. If there are no comments, then it will be consensus for us to proceed to the next item.
Thank you, Chair. A strong social compact between the government, the private sector, and the labor cannot be underestimated. In terms of creating sustainable economy, each part must contribute by providing an enabling regulatory environment, investment, and increased productivity, respectively.
The same procedure. We're looking for item four. However, there are no comments, questions for clarity or discussion. We'll then proceed to item five.
Thank you. While the committee acknowledged the department's initiative to facilitate the ease of doing business, such as the establishment and the rollout of one-stop shop, it was of the view that the ministry should review initiatives to ensure they are efficient, to efficacy.
Item 5, we had no clarity, questions, comments. I'm sure for the department it will be a sense of what we see as our approach moving forward at the portfolio committee side. So can we then take the next item? I'm sure then the item 5 is a consensus.
Thank you, Chair. Although the tariff for sugar has been increased, the committee remained concerned about the sustainability of the sugar industry and its impact on the small-scale cane growers. The committee welcomed the minister's endeavor to develop an appropriate long-term strategy to ensure the sustainable sugar industry.
Item 6. Yeah. Yes, member.
Chair, when I look at item 6 from the African National Congress, it talks to the submission by the Democratic Alliance on items 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I think they would agree with me that our item 5 is the ANC encompasses all the items that are submitted by the Democratic Alliance on points 1, 2, 3, to 4, from 1 to four. It encompasses what the DA has submitted. It's encompassed in our item 5.
There's a just small comment from the Secretariat, which I'd like to pick up.
Chair, the Democratic Alliance made recommendations, not concluding remarks, which speaks to the concluding remarks prepared by the African National Congress. It just gives effect to that concluding remark in terms of an action that's required. I don't know if Mr. Cuthbert wants to come.
Thanks very much, Chair. I concur with the committee secretary, and I'd like to put forward the proposal considering the fact that the concluding remarks speak to these particular recommendations. I would like to suggest that we include these recommendations without jumping the gun before we get to that particular stage of the meeting, but acknowledging that these do in fact speak to the concluding remarks, that we provide these as an inclusion into the committee report.
So the idea is that the DA is ahead, but the DA agrees with the ANC in terms of what's presented before us. So when we get to the next step of what to do, having considered and agreed on these issues, I think your contribution will make complete sense. So when you get to that point of an agenda, can we note your input? So when you get to those points, we can be able to engage. But at this stage, honourable member, it means we will note what the DA's contribution is more to the implementation side, what to do with all the issues we identified. Thank you very much. Any further comments on 5? You covered, honourable member. Then we'll move to 6. Or 6, yeah. I like sugar. I'm staying at 6. Okay. Can we take the next one? So 6 is agreed to. Let's take item 7.
Chairperson, thank you. The committee was encouraged by the reported progress in addressing the challenges facing the NCRS and also the SABS. And these entities play a critical role in enabling industrialization and also the trade, as well as ensuring consumers and environmental protection.
Can I ask for comments? Yes, sir.
Chair, thank you. I think, again, the ACDP has also made some recommendations on this. So one inclusion that we would certainly want to keep and also to note is just the appraisal in terms of the progress with regards to SABS and NRCS. And that appraisal, which will come from the department, would also be with regards to the progress being made, as the minister indicated, that they are now on a path to a clear, clean audit. So I think that the ACDP would like that to be noted as well. Thank you, Chair.
We'll take the comment from Secretary.
Chair, we have noted the comment made by the ACDP regarding and the link between point 7. What we're proposing, because it's an operational matter, it should be part of the conclusion rather than the recommendation. So what we are saying is that we will add that there should be a quarterly report updates on the matter to give effect to your, and we'll word it properly to give effect to what you're saying. But you will add that to point 7 to give effect to what you've been raising.
Is the member comfortable with that? Okay, thank you.
Yes, Chair. And now that I've also gotten my tongue around colloquialism and colloquialism, thank you, I'm comfortable.
We like colloquiums. We love them. Thank you very much for that. Okay, we'll actually then agree on 7. Can we move to item 8?
Chair, thank you. The committee recognizes all efforts and strengthen in African trade and the integration through the conclusion of the continental and tripartite free trade areas. This provides the foundation for African economic integration and increase the intra-African trade that will benefit South African economy. The committee awaits the finalization of the relevant annexures that will be underpinned this arrangement, such as the rules of origin and also the schedule for tariff concession. Thanks, Jay.
May I invite comments on the questions for clarity on item 8? If none, can we then proceed and agree to item 8 and then take the next item?
Okay. The committee encouraged to see ongoing negotiation with the United Kingdom as it finalizes its exits from the European Union. That will ensure a bilateral agreement beneficial for South African and members of SACU.
Inviting comments on that item 9. If there are no comment, we would actually then accept and proceed to the next item.
Chair, depending economic transformation is imperative to alleviate income inequality amongst previous disadvantaged black people. The committee welcomed the phased approach being taken with the BBBE policy and was especially encouraged by the progress that has been made with the first 100 black industries so far. Thank you, Chair.
May I invite comments on item 10? If ever there are any clarity questions or comments, ACDP?
Chair, I think that the comment of the ACDP was that we recognize, particularly with regards to BBBE, we recognize the need for intervention to address the challenges of the past, and in particular, economic divisions caused by apartheid. However, I think that the ACDP's policy and I suppose the other parties, the ACDP's policy on BBBE differs from that of the ANC's. And so I would just like to indicate that having to give credence to the BBBE policy on behalf of the ACDP may be problematic. So I'd just like to make that that comment to you.
Natasha?
Thank you, Chair. We hear what the ACDP is saying, but the African National Congress is the ruling party, and therefore the BBBE as it stands will remain as it is. We hear what they're saying is what they believe in, but we who stand for the previously disadvantaged in its current form, the BBBE is okay. Thank you, Chair.
It sounded like you have a partner in the ACDP to look at those downtrodden, but maybe the expression of how we, you know, capture the wording, yeah, and the interpretation
may be problematic from ours.
Okay.
And
okay.
We are the ruling party, so yeah. They must follow suit.
Okay. But there should be a level of engagement, I'm sure, that's actually, because I think it's quite a point where I take ACDP and then come to DA. Honourable Member.
Chair, we respect the ANC's position to have their policies on any particular matter. We would also ask that the ANC respect other political parties' policies, preferences that they have. And we are all bound by our particular parties to uphold the policies of our political party. So the respect has to go both ways, Chair. We understand that the ANC is the ruling party, and that is how it is. But I think the respect for our policies also is something that has to be considered. Thank you, Chair.
Honourable Member.
Thank you very much, Chair. Chair, where I come from and where you come from, I had a chairperson of the Economic Development Committee in Ekurhuleni, and I wouldn't say outlawed, but we really frowned upon trying to push our weight around on the committee as individual parties, because we are all here serving as committee members for the Department of Trade and Industry and Economic Development. And therefore, I would like to caution against us saying, well, we are the ruling party, we are the official opposition, or whatever the case may be, because these committee inputs are not aligned to a particular political party. It does not say the DA said this, it says the committee said this. Therefore, I would like us to maybe approach it in a more magnanimous fashion, and also that we can reach some form of consensus when crafting both recommendations and conclusions in these reports. Subsequent to that, if anybody does dissent, then they should, you know, ideally submit a minority report on a particular issue. But I don't like to think that the chairperson sitting in front of me is going to say, well, I am the ANC and I'm going to do X, Y, Z. But rather we have a mutual respect for one another as colleagues on this committee. And I think that that's how we should conduct ourselves going forward. Thank you, Chair.
Honourable Member Kat Ved, we love the passion you can actually express yourself. But I think the point as well, member, we'll take your comment as well. I was saying because of what we say on item 10, we're looking at how we take the process forward. The debate that we've just had here, it's quite important, and we would like you to love what you do as honorable members. But I think I'll take the last comment from Mantasha, because on my part, I'm just saying, with the expression or the way we have captured 10, it helps us just to get the sense of what we're dealing with. We'll actually have to engage on process of taking the issues forward. How all, you know, each party feel about issue is something that you're allowed to express at some point. It's well and good, but it should be a point that it helps us move forward. Mantasha?
Chairperson, thank you. Chair, the ANC respects the views of other parties because we are in a multi-party democracy. But my point is the BBBE in this form, in this current form, is how the ANC views it. And the African National Congress manifesto was bought by South Africans. I think I've finished what I tried to say. I'm saying the manifesto of the ANC was the popular manifesto to the citizenry of South Africa. Hence, I'm saying the BBBE in its current form for us is the best. It's the best that has been accepted by everyone in the country. We respect the views of other parties. We don't say they are not important, but all I'm saying is the BBBE in its current form serves the people of South Africa best. Thank you.
We will actually ask that with what we've actually looked at item 10, deepening the economic transformation, its imperative alleviation of income inequalities among previously disadvantaged black people, the committee welcomed the phased approach being taken with the B-BBEE policy and was especially encouraged by the progress that has been made with the first 100 black industrialists thus far. It almost just captures where we are and what we intend to do. I'm sure it's actually an entry point that all parties may be quite comfortable for us to do our work moving forward. I'm not sure if ever there's any comment from the secretariat side.
No comment.
On what we have before us, I'm sure the committee is comfortable that as captured, we can be able to proceed and do work beyond this. How each one of us feel, it makes complete sense. It's a very important issue for the country, and we need to do something. ACDP, member?
Chair, I think to a large extent, the ACDP is comfortable with what is captured in the first line and the latter parts of the second line of that particular paragraph or point. The issue that we have is with the accepting of the policy, and I just wanted to make that particular point, that we have differences with regards to the BBBE policy. And I'm obviously going to have to raise that at some level on this committee. So I just want to make that point, Chair.
Can we then agree that as captured, it's actually on the basis of what we have? I'm just saying as a point. And over and above that, I think as parties, we actually do have an opportunity to work on where the entry point is. There is that policy is operational. And on our part, there's the issue of implementation that we may be looking at. But moving forward, the consensus on parties is like now, the question I'll ask that item 10, in terms of how it's captured now, I'm sure all of us would agree to start at that point. Because it doesn't actually distort anything. It doesn't bring issues not agreed to. It's an implementation of a policy that exists. So there may be changes later. There may be other engagements. It's actually well and good. But for our part as a committee, I think 10 is captured in a way that we can continue engaging as we should as different parties in this committee. So if you agree to, then we'll take 10 as agreed to, because it actually captures the issues. I'll note the point you're raising that on your part you may have a different view, but we are implementing what's on the table and what's policy. Okay. Can we then agree to 10? Because there are no specific amendments of any wording, because it's not a process where we can say what is the good English terms we can express. It sort of captured the gist of what we need to look at. Can we then move on to the next one, unless maybe there's a comment from the Secretariat side?
No, Chair. With regard to the recommendations, that's going to be the move next. Just with respect to the Democratic Alliance, we had a discussion with Mr. McPherson when we received it. So what you'll see in brackets is what the actual wording that he proposed. What you see on top is the wording that we propose in terms to comply with procedural and other matters. So the wording on top will be the wording that will, if it's accepted by the committee, that will be captured in the report and not the one in the bracket. So I just want to make that clear to members.
I'm sure we do have that part. Can I just say, in the summary of what we have just gone through, it was actually item one that we actually say there will be ACDP addition. Okay. So the point is that the ACDP can bring it tomorrow to the committee, or they will be able to actually engage on that. Let me hear.
Chair, we've received the comments from the ACDP. We will make the change, and tomorrow we will highlight the change, the addition that we have made, so members will be able to see exactly and if it is captured correctly what we will do. So we have the information. We will put it together as an addition to that sentence, and we will present it to the committee and for the ACDP to see if it's captured in the spirit of what they intended to be.
Can I then say all the other ones on the first page of this document are agreed to? The second page, there will be an addition on item 7. There's an ACDP addition sentence. Secretariat will be able to actually help us, capture that in the proper way. So I'm sure we can then say for what we have as the item listed, from number 1 to number 10 is agreed to. With those comments and adjustment, comfortable with that. Can we then actually, we will then be looking at recommendations, which is the next point. Then we can actually take ANC.
Chair, thank you. The portfolio committee on trade and arts haven't considered the 29 per proposed budget, 25 and 34 economic development and trade and industry. Recommends that the House adopts the 25, vote 25 and vote 34 economic development and trade and industry. And also the committee further recommends that the House request that the Minister of Trade and Industry should consider engaging with the Minister of Finance and Health in the view of health promotion in terms of the levy and the sugar beverages on the sugar industry and the sugar cane growers, as we early alluded to. Thank you, Chair.
It actually works to that first recommendation with the introductory part. If ever we can actually take any comments on that one. If there were any comments from parties on the ANC recommendation number one. So if not, I think that covers the presentation by the ANC, and then we'll actually take the next party committee. Unless maybe there are comments. We agree to with the recommendation. Can we then proceed to the next party?
Chair, would be the Democratic Alliance. It will speak to the proposed recommendations for consideration.
Thank you very much, Chair. So just a slight amendment to the handout that was provided to the committee, just for to make easier reading, because I think in terms of the, the translation, it hasn't necessarily captured exactly what was forwarded by Member McPherson. So it would go as follows: tabling a sugar amendment bill to address a lack of market diversification and to allow for alternative products. So that would be recommendation one. Then recommendation two would be, yes.
Can you just repeat?
So that we can capture it. We can capture it.
Okay, well, I can give you the copy thereafter if you would like.
Okay, we can take a copy off.
Sure. Okay, second one, support measures to protect the sugar industry from imports that may be allegedly dumped into the South African market and to improve the industry's competitiveness. Then number three,
Okay. Let's do same approach.
Sorry,
just take one first. Yeah, read it through again. Let's take comments from the floor.
Sure. Yes. So would you like me to start with the first one again?
Yes.
Okay. Tabling a sugar amendment bill to address a lack of market diversification, thus allowing for alternative products.
And you remember on that one, we were trying to focus on what the committee and the party English in terms of making sure that we capture it in an official way. So I think that might be quite important to actually have a look at you indicating if you're comfortable with those amendments, because they're quite important for the documentation and the recording.
So just the slight snag that's there, Chair, is economic transformation versus market diversification as an economic principle is slightly different. Therefore, I've proposed that particular amendment to the first recommendation because there's a conceptual difference between the two, and therefore it's important that it's a lack of market diversification as opposed to economic transformation, because we're now speaking to making certain items more competitive, providing substitute items to the market. So economically, they are two different principles.
I'm just checking. Committee?
Okay, so in terms of the DA's position, the market diversification was obviously the key focus, so that would be fine. It's just whether the other members also believe that economic transformation should also be addressed in this legislation, because this was one of the legacy issues that remained.
Chair.
Okay, let's take the comment and then we'll come back to you.
Chairperson, from where we're standing, Chair, the DA speaks on the work that has been done by the committee already in the previous term, and I'm not sure he clarify us what he means when distinguishing economic transformation and what was he saying? And diversity, because we, the fifth parliament, had already agreed that the sugar industry needs to be diversified. That's what the fifth parliament said, and we agreed on that. So they're just repeating what we said in the fifth parliament. So for me, yes, we agree, because that's our standpoint, but also for us, economic transformation is so, I mean, the transformation of the industry itself is critical.
So it's the issue of diversity and transformation. Okay, let me go back to you. Oh, sorry.
You can't have the other without implementing the other one. So they are inseparable.
Let me take a comment of Judy, then I'll come back to you, Emma.
I think what the DA is, their point is that there is a lack of diversification. So I just wondered if we can get some factual backing up of that, because I'm sure we agreed that there was diversification.
Floyd, is your turn, and we'll make comment.
So, Chair, maybe just to start off by clarifying that it's not a case of negating economic transformation in any respect, but rather that this particular recommendation speaks to the diversification of products and the like. And that's why I'm saying, if you look at it from an economic point of view, conceptually, just as economics 101, diversifying the market implies that you bring in substitutes, you bring in alternative products in order to make it more competitive when you go to the international market, right? So it doesn't necessarily speak to maybe just to create that kind of clarity so that we don't think that the DA is negating economic transformation per se, but rather that we're speaking to something that's conceptually different.
Will it be a problem if the suggestion is allow the industry to diversify and transform? I'm not sure if ever the sky will fall. If
I don't imagine captured. The sky will fall, Chair.
Okay. I'm just checking. Maybe that might be consensus we're looking at. You happy with that? Diversify and transform. Okay. Unless there are further comments on the first recommendation, I'm sure with the wording, you're happy with the wording of the secretary said. Okay, I'm sure you can pick up on the second point.
Thank you, Chair. So the second recommendation is support measures to protect the sugar industry from imports that may be allegedly dumped into the South African market and to improve the industry's competitiveness.
Let me check if ever there are comments on that one. And in the wording of the committee, you're comfortable with that? Okay.
That's fine, Chair.
All right. So are there any comments on that item? If not, we can actually, as improved by the Secretariat, agree to it as the second point. Can we then ask that you pick up the third point? This one is noted.
Chair, recommendation three is engaging the Minister of Finance long-term budget allocation for the Manufacturing Competitiveness Enhancement Program.
Okay, let's take.
I would just make one slight amendment there as well with regards to the long term. Just a bit of semantics there.
Can you read it fully then with that additional point so that at least.
No problem, Chair. Engaging the Minister of Finance with regards to the long term budget allocation for the Manufacturing Competitiveness Enhancement Program.
Let me take your comment, Member Montasha.
Chair, if we look into the, if we at some point get into the legacy report, the point that is rehashed now, it is in the legacy report. It was a recommendation of the Fifth Parliament as well. So it's not a new, it's not a new matter. So the rehashing what we have already done.
Because we haven't spoken about the legacy report as well, because that's one point. One will say, with these things we're picking up and the areas of focus as a committee, we may want to do some, you know, backward check of our legacy reports of both departments to say of all the things that we really have to make sure we follow up and implement. Are we covering a full list? Because what we have here today doesn't cover everything. So we may have to look at the legacy report, pick up on some of the issues that we may not have covered, and be able to actually follow through. So with the wording, I'm sure we can take your comments first, Member. Yako?
Thank you, Chair. I think you're saying exactly what I wanted to say, because most of us are fairly new in the committee. However, the issues that are being raised and the banter, you can tell that it's issues that happened in the first parliament. So we can't really breathe life to them because there's no full understanding of what the issue is in terms of its entirety. A report that's tabled and then we look at the report, we breathe life into it as new members as well. And we also do our research on the side as well. So I think perhaps that legacy report needs to be brought back, because I think most of the issues are basically issues from the past that we haven't finished and fully covered.
The program will have to accommodate that on our work. But let me just say, from the point raised, Member Montage is just confirming that the issue raised by Member Cuthbert is an issue that was already raised, and it's quite in order that we actually make sure that we carry through if there's a relevant issue on our discussion as we do today. So I don't think there's any disagreement on that particular point. Can I take your comments, Member Cuthbert?
Maybe just one more thing, Chair, and I'm agreeing in irony with the member on my right, but the the point is, Chair, is that I've read that particular legacy report myself, And I understand that it does speak to this. However, there's nothing wrong with repetition. Sometimes repetition is required in order to get the point across. And I think in that respect, we should allow this passage into the report.
In fact, Member Mantashe seconds you to say it was dealt with, it's important to make sure we follow up and sort it out. So I think that the point is that it's only the English part where you're not able to second and, you know, move each other. I understand that, but I hear that the item, there's no specific issue or challenge. It's in order, it's part of what we really try to deal with, and it's incomplete business. Okay. Secretary, I'm sure you can pick up. You're happy with that? Okay. Can we then move on to the next point? You're still on the floor, Member Carpet.
Thank you very much, Chair. The fourth recommendation is that reviewing the BBBEE legislation to enhance the economic empowerment of workers through ownership share schemes. Just as a qualifier to that is to say that, you know, redistribution and redress is being concentrated in many respects, and this is to try and ensure that it goes down to a grassroots level so that people who are still suffering in abject poverty are able to lift themselves up out of poverty through particular interventions.
Unless there's a comment, Mbuyane.
Yeah, Chair, thank you very much. I just wanted clarity here. Why are we reviewing the BBBEE legislation as its current form? And the scheme, what is it that they seek to achieve with the scheme that they are coming? Because the BBBEE is to address the triple challenge, the poverty, inequality, and also the unemployment. So if you're coming with other scheme, that means the BBBEE challenge that we're having in the current form is not workable, it's not doable. And also we must understand the background we are coming from. Hence we have the BBBEE. So we cannot just change scheme, now we are reviewing and that. What is it that has not been done in terms of the BBBEE that needs to be reviewed in the current form? Thank you, Chair.
Myself and Margo will also comment. In the discussion that the Minister had, he spoke about the different phases and the challenges in each phase, and the report captures that. The next phase he was alluding to was this particular process to make ensure that workers, as Mr. Cuthbert mentioned, also get out of poverty and stuff like that. But I'll ask Margot to further comment. But it's captured through the Minister's discussion, and he's what he briefed, and that's what he captured in the report. But
let me just take them first and then I'll come back to you. I'll take you in that order. Okay.
Chair, I was just going to refer the members to the page on which it is. In the report, it's page 19, where it said, the Minister alluded that the next phase of economic transformation would focus on the empowerment of workers as they are co-wealth creators. And then the ANC's point 10 in terms of the conclusions, we are welcoming this phased approach, and then that could tie into that conclusion and the discussion we made.
So you're suggesting that we reword?
It does tie in together, actually.
Natasha, then Honourable Member Mbuyane, and then we come back to you, Kabas.
Chair, we agree with what the Secretariat is saying. And for us, that's not reviewer. It's work in progress. It's another phase that we're getting into, and it can't be reviewer.
I'm very much covered, Chair, by the latter speaker. But I also wanted to check on page 19 that the Minister is not talking of the Competition Amendment Act, because it's alluded to which will be effect on the 2019 in terms of that one. We must not mix BBBEE and also the Competition Amendment Act in terms of what is it that they want to approach and approve, so that the provision to encourage worker ownership, its arrangement with regard to the merges between the acquisition. The Competition Authority will be looking at that as to whether we require or we demand, what is it that you can be able to do? Because in terms of the BBBEE, he also indicated, the Minister, I'm not so sure of of page, the one that raised by the committee. Can someone assist me in terms of the page? Because we spoke of the BBBE, that in the current form, it needs to be a separate entity that will be able to look at all government aspects, because it's a cross-cutting to all departments. So that if the BBBE is within the DTI, it cannot be able to deal with the issues, and also they don't have teeth to can be able to bite. Because even if they fund a company that is not a compliance in terms of the BBBE, nothing that they can do in the current phase. So that is what we must be able to at least check and broaden the understanding of the BBBE. Thank you very much.
Cuthbert?
Thank you very much, Chair. I think we must also be careful not to conflate certain matters together. Reason being that this is a very specific recommendation. In the Western Cape, particularly with farm workers, there has been an incentive scheme that has been promoted where people, rather than just being labour and receiving a salary, are actually able to participate in the benefits of their labour and regain some kind of return on investment in terms of their physical input into a particular project. And that's what this particular recommendation speaks to, Chair. It would be a legislative review by virtue of the fact that you would have to either include it in the Companies Act to say that this would then be a provision or a regulation of if you are to set up X amount of business in terms of annual turnover, you would then be required to provide X, Y, Z amount of shares, or you would have to work in a particular capacity in order to receive shares or whatever. So it would actually be a legislative review as opposed to just a policy change.
I do not feel this disagreement, but concept in terms of how we actually say this, yes, as part of, because that's the kind of issues that are actually coming up. Maybe that might be a point we can check if you're comfortable, just to actually have this as part of, so that at least it's not coming out as one line, do that. Because when you actually do it like that, it will contradict some of the processes or program. So it's a point of actually this point being highlighted and an expression of as part of what program this be done. Because that might be quite important. I think from the secretariat side, the point of it standing alone might be the feeling which actually thinks, no, when you do that, you sort out everything. I don't know if ever it will work as part of the recommendation, if ever we make a slight, it's definition more than the actual point you're raising. I'm not sure if ever maybe something that you would like to look.
Chair, could the Secretariat read out a possible recommendation then, including your insights into the matter so that we can just understand how you want to capture it?
Chair, can I propose that we come back to the committee on that matter? We consult them, and tomorrow we'll bring a recommendation for the committee to consider that will address the issues that has been raised. Because it allows us also to think how to put it, because we're just hearing it for the first time. So if we can bring a recommendation that can pass everybody's, can agree to in principle to the matter.
Good, Chair. Okay. Member Montasha.
Chairperson, we would support what the Secretariat is saying, because for us, this what is said to be a practice of the Western Cape government is a program of Rural Development Department. It is their line function, and therefore it doesn't change the policy, the BBBE, and the worker ownership. This is what we're all fighting for, but I just wanted to highlight that. I agree with what he's saying, that he must look into it, how to craft it in a manner that will not change policy.
Well, it will be at the implementation that we try and look at, that it should be as part of program, because when it's one-liner, you might find there might be real big debate, but out of context. Because I think there is agreement that it's an important issue to look at, but the context of where actually is emerging, but particularly when it's a recommendation, it may make it a bit challenging to implement if we don't capture it properly. So Secretariat, I'm sure, can help follow through. Let's actually pick up on that. And can I then invite Ms. Cuthbert, are there any further issues you'd like to raise on the points we're actually picking up?
Thanks, Chair. I think that in respect of the recrafting of that recommendation, that's no problem. We can do that. And then just one more recommendation, if you go to the bottom of the page, Chair, regarding the Economic Development Department in particular, if we could please go through that particular recommendation.
Okay. The one at the bottom, yes. If you can proceed, yes.
The Minister assists in reviewing the duty-bound rate for sugar with RTACT to $856 per tonne to protect the industry from cheap imports.
Okay. Are there any comments on that?
My understanding is that the Minister cannot instruct ITAC to review a tariff, which we'll just have to double check, but the ITAC needs, from my understanding, ITAC needs to get a request or an application from industry requesting this. This can only happen once a year, and it's happened last year already, so it would have to, I think there'd be some time that would need to pass now before they'd be able to bring a new application for another review.
Okay, let me take you first before I come to Member Montasha.
Chair, can we please be provided with a copy of that particular regulation so that we are able to verify whether or not that is in fact the case?
Member Montasha.
Chair, what Marco is saying is correct. That has been considered in less than a year up to now.
Well, I think the only risk we may look at, because if you put a number, those numbers change so quickly, you might find that there are developments where the number gets to be a problem if it's a resolution. Because when you have to implement below or above the number, you may have to come back and adjust at the level where it takes lots of processes and it might actually be complicated to monitor and uphold. But I think just in any situation, when there is a number, one gets worried. If there are changes, you see that a lower number or a higher number would be helpful. What process does take place? Do we sit as a committee? Do we engage the department? But from what is actually raised, can we then agree that we'll come back with that point? You happy with that? Okay. And then we'll get the Secretariat to help us on how we capture that moving forward. We're just referring to the numbers. One thing which might be a bit tricky. Thank you very much. I'm sure that covers the issues on the Democratic Alliance. We can move to the next party. Is there another one now?
Chair, the ACDP has already commented on the when the ANC made the presentation, where which was necessary. The ANC has already commented on those things. And this is additional stuff, I don't know.
Honourable Member?
No, Chair, I think that I'm covered. I think Andre indicated that he would come back tomorrow with the amendments and to see how we can amalgamate the very similar ideas, but so that it also captures ours as well as the ANC's. Thank you, Chair.
I'm not sure. I think that covers most of the issues on the... Yeah, you can speak to the issue.
Chair, it would appear that there is a consensus of most of the issues. The request is that the Secretariat come back tomorrow with the additional changes for the committee's consideration. I think tomorrow we will do the formal consideration of the report. We will do a page by page and also look at the change or the proposals that we need to incorporate into the report. So for the process of the budget vote report, we have concluded that process. It will meeting can adjourn so we can go into the induction training mode process.
Let me just check. Remember for tomorrow we spoke about time. Can we then say in terms of that session that's going to be sitting tomorrow, by the end of the session, we actually ask members to come across for our meeting, because I'm worried that if we put time, you might find that there are developments which actually changes that. But all of us, we should actually just know that when we finish that session, we'll just come across this site. Okay.
Chair, the venue.
What was the venue?
The venue is just at the bottom, G26, behind the chamber. So members can just go at the back of the speaker, walk straight into the venue.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's not far.
It's even closer.
Yeah.
We can just send an SMS for a reminder for members of venue and just after the session. Kagat, one of.
Thank you. Chair, can I propose a 5-minute comfort break in between?
I think you. You're talking like someone who likes coffee like me. Okay. So then let's actually just take a 5 minutes break. We'll also have to look at, check where the presenters are and how ready are they with everything. Yeah, so members, you will have to adjourn the formal meeting because we are now going to the induction. You see on the agenda which you adopted, that's what we're actually doing now. Can I then agree with you that we adjourn? So when you adjourn as well, you are given a 5 minutes walk break. And then, so can we be back? What time is it now? It's 20 past. Can we start by 11:30? Thank you very much.